Hello, welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. My name is Ava. Welcome to the last episode of 2023. Crazy to say, I am taking like 3 upload weeks off. So this is the last time I'll speak to you this year. And then we'll reconvene, come back even better for next year with the Wednesday weekly uploads. I'm not going anywhere. My next episode will be coming out on January 17th. And then every single Wednesday from there on after that. But I'm so excited to wrap up this year's podcast with this episode. We got a really feel good episode coming up for you that I'm really excited to get into. But I'm totally feeling in the holiday spirit. I have been Christmas shopping all day, getting stuff for people, which is so fun. I finally feel like truly in the holiday mood, which is a great feeling because I feel like as you get older, you have to be a little bit more intentional about getting into the spirit and feeling things. I just feel like as you grow up, it feels a little bit different, but I'm feeling super ready, very excited to celebrate the holidays and then welcome the new year. My Christmas is going to look a little bit different this year. My parents are heading up to New York to spend Christmas over there. My mom's side is from New York, so my grandma lives there, my sister currently lives there, my auntie, my uncle, so they're having a whole celebration up there, which is so exciting. I wish I could go with them, but I have something that I have to stay here for that's happening. That's very exciting that probably by the new year, by the next episode, I'm sure. I mean, that's 3 weeks away. I can tell you about. I don't want to be freaking annoying because I hate when people are like, I have an exciting thing coming up. But yeah, something important enough that I can't not be here. So I will be on Oahu for Christmas. My sister is actually moving home at the top of next year. So I'm stoked for that because it's just her and me. So having her back will be really nice because I feel like kind of an only child the last 10 years she's lived up in New York. So I'm excited that she's gonna be moving home. She's also pregnant. So yeah, she's moving home to start her family here, which is crazy that my sister's having a child. I'm gonna be a niece. I'm gonna be an auntie, which is so cool. That's something I don't even know how to mentally prepare for that, but that'll be really amazing. So I have that to look forward to next year. And I'm really grateful to have Micah here and Micah's family, because I'll be able to still have like a family Christmas around people that I love. But yeah, my parents are going up there. I think this will be, holy shit, this will be the first Christmas that I don't see them. That makes me really sad thinking about it like that. There was one year that my mom went up to, I think it was Holland, because my sister, she was touring with West Side Story, and that's where they were for Christmas. So she went up there, and then I spent the Christmas with my dad. We had a really unconventional Christmas. We went to the beach and did that whole thing, just the two of us, but I've never been away from both of them, so that'll be an interesting experience. But yeah, all good things. Whatever you celebrate, I hope the next few weeks bring you joy and that it treats you well. And after that, we are heading into January, which is wild. So for today's episode, I wanted to end the year off on a positive, uplifting note. I'm going to be reading your stories about something that changed your life this year, something that was a really standout big moment for you, and I'm excited to get into those stories. As excited as I am for a new year, because I feel like it just feels like a little fresh start. I loved this year. I'm sad to see it go, but on a personal level and on a business level, it was a really big year for me, and I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful for all of your support, just listening to my podcast, watching my YouTube videos. You have single-handedly changed my life, and I just had a lot of cool opportunities this year. I got to go to Australia to shoot my swimsuit collection that I did, which was insane. I got to go to London to shoot for Charlotte Tilbury in a Disney campaign as Moana, which I can't even process that I got to do those things this year. And I got to be in a Hollister campaign that's worldwide in stores if you have a mall near you and you want to see it. There's photos from the holiday campaign. I did a summer and a winter one with them, which is crazy because I, from so young, loved Hollister. My grandma would always take me for back to school shopping and buy me a pair of jeans, maybe a shirt. And that was just my go-to place. I was so excited to go to Hollister. And yeah, now I'm a part of their campaign, which is so crazy. It's crazy to go to the mall and see my photo in the front of the store. It's a photo of Ellie and me. And I just can't believe that I got to do that. It was so cute. I was at the mall that I grew up going to, the Hollister that I grew up going to, and I was with my friend and we went in just to see the photos because she wanted to see them. And the worker was like, oh, is that you? And I was like, yes. And she told me, your grandma comes in all the time telling me that that's her granddaughter. And I'm like, that's so cute. What do you mean? And it's just such a full circle moment. So yeah, I just wanted to say thank you guys for such an amazing year. I'm excited for next year. I'm excited for the podcast next year. I've been planning some things. Nothing too crazy is going to change, but I'm just feeling really motivated and excited to continue this podcast, continue talking about things that I'm passionate about, things that hopefully can inspire you. And then on a personal level, I also feel like this year was filled with a lot of growth for me, which I'm really grateful for, because definitely isn't easy to work on yourself and grow. It's not the easiest task. I did a lot of inner work this year, and mentally I feel like I'm in the best place that I've ever been, which is really relieving. I've done the work to get there. It can be scary and uncomfortable, and that's how I felt, but I knew it would pay off. And not saying that I'm 100% perfect, fixed, amazing, absolutely not. You know, there's always work to be done. It's a constant thing in life, but I'm really proud of myself for pouring into myself this year. I feel like I've just gone through so many changes internally. I moved in with a boy this year. That was a big change on a personal level. And also what I think I might be most proud of, one of the bigger things, is that one of my biggest goals this year was to pour more into my friendships and the people that mean a lot to me. I had a tendency in the past to kind of isolate myself, and I feel like this year I've just built such a good community of friends and people around me, and that has been something that I'm just so proud of, because it was very scary to do that, but it was something I put the intention out there at the beginning of this year, and I just feel so good about. So I definitely feel that I'm heading into the new year on a good note. We've just spent so much of this year together, chatting every single Wednesday, having these conversations, even though, I mean, technically I'm having them with myself, sitting in a room alone, talking into a microphone. But the fact that you're listening to this, the fact that you're perceiving this, has just made me feel very seen and very heard. So yeah, very grateful for the On My Mind community. Okay, enough of my idle chit chat. Let's get into these life-changing moments that happened for you this year. Thank you for writing in. I appreciate that so much. If you want to be a part of future episodes, I know I say this all the time, but make sure you keep up with the podcast Instagram. It's at My Mind Pod. If you want to know when we're doing episodes like this so that you can be a part of them in the future. And also, if you are willing and able, if you don't want to, that's also okay. I would really appreciate if you gave this podcast a rating, whether it's on Spotify, you can just click the 5-star button, or on Apple Podcasts, you can actually write a review. That would mean so much to me. It doesn't have to be anything too crazy, but I do read them. And yeah, it's nice to get the feedback, just because I feel like, you know, sometimes it could be a little bit of a echo chamber in here, since it's really just me talking. So I love hearing your feedback. And like I said, it'd mean a lot. So it'd be a little free gift. Like I said, if you want to, freedom of choice. If you don't, I love you all the same. One of my favorite things about this time of year is giving gifts to the people that I love. If you are the same way and you don't want to break your bank, definitely check out Quince. Quince is the go-to place for luxury essentials at affordable prices for everyone on your list, including yourself. I have quite a few pieces from them that I absolutely adore. Quince offers a variety of high-quality items, from sweaters to loungewear to everything in between. Quince has it all, and at prices within reach. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And by partnering directly with top factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings onto us. One of my favorite pieces that I have from them is this beautiful knit sweater. I don't get to wear it too often where I live, but it's actually been pretty chilly lately. It's been so cozy. They're classic, timeless pieces that I love to pull out. And that's what I love about Quince, is that they have so many options for different styles and preferences. You can get affordable luxury for everyone on your list, including yourself, with Quince. Go to quince.com/mind for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mind to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mind. Go check it out. Hi, Ava. I was very happy to see your prompt on Instagram and instantly pulled up my notes to start writing. I hope you have the time to read this, even if you don't share the podcast, because it will really show you the true meaning of womanhood. Okay, now I'm intrigued. The biggest impact I've had this year was reconnecting with my best friend from childhood, Kaylee. Okay, we're using names. Word. Kaylee and I grew up outside of Dallas from 5th grade to 8th grade, but sadly in 8th grade I had to move away to live with my dad. Kaylee was there through everything with my birth mom and the drama that came with it. During my trauma-filled childhood, Kaylee's home was my home. Her family nights often included me, so sweet. Her gym runs always involved her mom picking me up on the way at 5 a.m. and her birthday parties always had a spot for me. I don't think that Kaylee realized at the time that seeing her mom love her and I the way she did would always impact my life, even though it was just for a short while. Going back to 8th grade, my dad and I made the decision to have me move in with him, and when that happened, I chose to leave my whole life behind because it was just too much to handle. I'm not sure I even said bye to Kaylee. But years passed, and at 23, I reached out to Kaylee when I saw we were both living in the city and living our big girl lives. Well, Ava, how that changed my life for the absolute better. This past year, Kaylee has once again become my best friend, teaching me what it means to have girlfriends and fun. She taught me that my trauma and fears are not my fault and that I'm worthy of a great life and that my friendship with her is equally important to the both of us. It is like we've been best friends every day since 8th grade. So, at 24, almost 25, I now have fun, travel with my friends, spend too much money on martinis, period, and go on long hot girl walks with my best friend Kaylee. I still have a lot of growing up to do, but having her by my side this past year has made me realize how much I love life with my best friend. Thank you for reading. Love, Abby. That is so sweet. I feel like female friendships are one of the strongest, best relationships to have. Strong, healthy female friendships. It's not always easy to come by, but when you find a person that lives life with you and supports you and teaches you these things, it's truly so life-changing and eye-opening, and I'm so glad you got to experience that. It's hard to find people like that, and it's such a blessing when you do. I know sometimes it can be frustrating if you feel like you don't have this, you feel like you don't have that one best friend or a friend group, a girl group, whatever it is, but that's out there for you. Don't stop, you know, putting out the intentions of that. It'll just naturally happen. And I just love the story of how you reconnected, because I think it's such a beautiful thing to reconnect with people that you kind of fell away from, because that's what happens in life, you know? We move away or things change, and that's all normal. Reconnecting with old friends is really special. So that is beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Hi, Ava. My name is Larkin, and I'm from Pennsylvania. Yes, the most amazing state ever. Go Steelers. I added the Go Steelers part. That wasn't her. My boyfriend is a big fan. His family's kind of, you know, converted me to be a Steelers fan, even though sometimes it's a struggle. I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, just saw your Instagram story and felt like I needed to share the moment that changed my life, or more so the many little moments that have altered my life in 2023. In May, I graduated from Penn State and it was simply the best day of my life. I had completed 4 years of some of the hardest things I had to do. Some context, I went to college during the pandemic. I financially supported myself since I was 19. My parents divorced when I was a sophomore in college. My dad cut ties with me. I lost family members, had a breakup with the boy I was with for 3 years, and had come to terms that I had a massive, massive anxiety. So to graduate college, summa cum laude, and a 4.0 GPA, word, after enduring simply all of that for 4 years, felt pretty badass. It is. But that wasn't the moment that changed my life. Being 23 years old is really freaking difficult. It also means you have to find a job and keep supporting the life you are choosing to live. So right after graduation in May, I moved from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, across the state to Philadelphia to start my job. The only person I know here is my amazing and incredible boyfriend I met in college. I knew that packing up my childhood room and saying goodbye to a place that once was my everything was exactly what I needed to do. If you want my answer of the moment that changed my life, it was getting in the car and driving 5 hours away from the tiny town I only knew. It was leaving behind the people that made life a little scarier for me. It was the moment I started cooking by myself, going to dinner alone, or going to a bookstore by myself for 3 hours. It was when I knew I could love my boyfriend so much, but still be my own person with my own life. It was moving out of an echo chamber and letting 23 not be so difficult, but fun, exciting, bright. I now know that if I want something, I'm the only person who can get it. I'm the only person in charge of my destiny. The moment that changed my life was when I realized the only person who can judge Larkin is me. I've become a person I thought I never would be. I'm an adult woman now who can decide what stays from her past and can determine what starts in the future. Growing up was the positivity that I think I needed, and a lot of other girls starting the rest of their lives too. Hopefully the story answered your question and you took a little bit from it. Sending so much love from Pennsylvania. Love, a longtime fan from 2017, Larkin. Holy shit, 2017. First of all, thank you. That is so long. And what a beautiful story. It's so special when you can look back on a year and see all these little moments that accumulated to be a big moments for you. And in the moment, you don't always realize it, which is the crazy part, but hindsight always shows you so much. And looking back and seeing the progress that you made, the growth that has been done, the changes that have been made in your life, it's so empowering to see that all come together. So thank you for sharing your story. I really resonate with what you said about being the only person in charge of your destiny, because there are so many things in this life that are out of our control. But the thing that is in control is who we are, how we react to things, what we choose to do. And I think that is a very powerful realization to come to. I've mentioned before that this year I really wanted to learn how to cook and eat better meals, but sometimes cooking can be hard. There's a lot of prep and work that goes into it. And while I try my best to cook, sometimes I just want something easy. And if you're feeling the same way, that's where Cook Unity can help. Cook Unity is the first chef to customer platform, delivering freshly prepared, pre-selected meals right to your door weekly. I'll break down how it works. You basically tell Cook Unity your preferences and choose from hundreds of meals. They offer a variety of meal plans ranging from 4 to 16 meals per week. Your meals will arrive fresh, not frozen, with heating instructions and nutritional information. Just heat up and enjoy. A few days before your next delivery, they'll send a text with recommendations for the following week. You can stick to your selections or choose new ones. It's totally up to you. So leave cooking up to the chefs. With the help of Cook Unity, we can finally treat ourselves to healthy, balanced, incredibly delicious meals made with the very best ingredients for the very best. You can experience chef quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/mind or enter code MIND before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code MIND or going to cookunity.com/mind. Definitely check it out. I'm from Switzerland and the podcast scene is not very developed. We had the dream last year with two of my best friends to create our own and to be able to share our inputs about life and just have a way to make a diary of our memories. I remember around New Year during a night where it was snowing outside, we just sat down and talked about this dream of ours and all of the ideas we had for it. In July, we finally dropped our first podcast episode and we have been doing a few since then. To see a dream that we never thought could happen realize and to share it with my best friends is one of the best feelings of happiness and satisfaction. Thanks to you for inspiring us and giving us the strength to believe in our idea without listening to the haters. There is sadly a lot when you start on social media. Yes, there is, but at the end of the day, if something is your dream, you gotta go for it. I've said this before, but you don't wanna look back and be like, oh, I wish I did that. Even if you fail at something, at least you know you tried. And the fact that you guys went for it, I love that. And honestly, this applies to anyone who has big dreams out there. Don't let yourself stop you from chasing after it. You never know what's going to come from it. Hi, Ava. This year, I started working in the ER as an extern to work on skills before I graduate nursing school in May. I was really struggling with my confidence and my why before starting, as my journey in nursing school has been really difficult. Needless to say, I learned so much and my passion for nursing grew so much stronger. Working in the ER has also made me appreciate life and the small things so much more. I heard people come in begging us to keep them alive and others that were begging us to let them die. I realized that life is so precious and I often take it for granted. Anyway, I graduate in May and will be working in the same ER as a nurse in 2024. I love your pod and YouTube videos. Have the best day. That is amazing to see all your years of hard work come together and have it just be successful. That's so exciting. And I also can't even imagine being a nurse. Anyone who's in that scene, you see so much and you see so many different types of people and types of circumstances. It's crazy. I can only imagine how much that makes you look inwards and appreciate your own life when you see other things that are tragic and crazy accidents and just things that happen in life happen to people. So I can only imagine how eye-opening that is for you to see firsthand. So thank you for your story. Thank you for what you do. I think people who work in health, doctors, nurses, surgeons, whatever, first responders in general, you guys literally make this world a better place. So thank you for what you do. Hi, Ava. I love watching your YouTube videos and listening to your podcast. I wanted to submit a story of a monumental moment that changed my life this year. At the beginning of the year, I was in a three-year-long relationship. On Valentine's Day, I found out through an Instagram DM that he had been cheating on me with a coworker. Even though this year started off rough, it has now become the best year of my life. I started focusing on healing and doing all the things I love. I've grown closer to my family and my friends. I have the best friends supporting me and showing me how I actually deserve to be treated. I saw some of my favorite artists live in concert this year, and I started taking care of my body and working out consistently. I even adopted another cat who's my little pride and joy. Last month, I celebrated my 21st birthday surrounded by my favorite people in the world. Side note, we actually share the same birthday on November 11th. Oh my gosh, happy belated birthday. I know I'm a month late, but it's a great birthday. 11-11, can't ask for anything better. My heart is so full, and this is the happiest I've ever been. The best thing my ex-boyfriend ever did in those 3 years was cheating on me. Period. I truly believe that everything happens for a reason. I love my life now, and I can't imagine it being any other way. This is such a powerful testament. That feeling of going through a breakup, let alone finding out someone cheated on you, is so hurtful and so breaking, like heartbreaking. Your life truly feels like it's going to end. But coming out of the other side of it, I've only heard amazing stories of people who thought their life was ending, they were heartbroken, to their lives turning around and them feeling like that was the best thing that ever happened to them because they grew so much and they realized who they are and what they deserved. And I just feel like that's so powerful. And again, just such a testament to the things that are meant for you will happen for you. And sometimes it's hard to believe that and trust that, but it'll happen. This year, I graduated college with a bachelor's degree. I'm the first in my family to do so, and I worked my ass off for my degree. Although transitioning into the real world has been one of the most difficult experiences of my life, it has also taught me so much about who I am and what I value. I wanted to share this for those who are listening who may have graduated and or are graduating soon. It's terrifying, and there's so much uncertainty, and you may even do what I'm doing and completely change your mind on what you thought was your dream job. I've learned so much about myself in the last year after graduating. I mourn the life I had as an undergrad, and I know I will never get that back. But I'm learning how to love this new life I'm creating for myself. For anyone who's in the same boat, just know that everything will work out how it's supposed to. Be gentle with yourself and give yourself grace. Thank you for sharing this for the people who also go through this, because I know how common it is for people to just be in post-grad life and feel like they're lost and not know what they're doing. But again, common theme in this episode, things will always work out how they're supposed to. First of all, I love your podcast and YouTube channel, and I always feel like I'm talking to a friend when I watch your videos. Thank you. Okay, here's my life-changing story. I'm from Germany, by the way. At the beginning of the year, I moved to Berlin from my very small town to follow my dream of working in the film industry as an actor. I've worked on sets like the new Hunger Games movie, crazy, period, good for you, but always as an extra. I even saw myself right next to Hunter Schafer in the movie. That is so cool. That's so cool. So through my jobs as an extra, I met a friend in the industry that invited me to a few short films, also as an extra, but to gain more experience. Right before working on one of the films together, the regisseur, don't know if I'm saying that right, talked to me about making my extra role a small actor role. Next day, I saw my name on the call sheet under the category actors, and I burst into tears. I knew it wasn't a career-changing role for me, but it meant everything in the moment. It showed me that following my dream is worth it and that I made the right decision leaving my old small-town life behind in order to live my life. I guess all it takes for a big life-changing moment is a good friend, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of trust in yourself sometimes. Again, I love everything you do, and I can't wait to see what else you're going to achieve. Love, Julie. That's so sweet. Thank you. But that is amazing. You never know when these things are going to... Why am I, like, tearing up at this... I just love hearing these stories because it just like reinforces, you know, things for myself and just things in the world. I'm so happy for you, first of all. That's awesome. And that must have felt so good. I truly believe that the things that are meant for you, I don't know how many times I'm going to say this, but clearly it's like a common theme in this episode because of these stories, but things that are meant for you will find you and you have to trust that. There's definitely going to be moments where it doesn't feel like that, but in the end, it'll always work out. It's really hard to see or feel that when you're in the midst of things. But as long as you keep pushing through, there will be a time where you feel like everything's coming together. Hey, Ava, such a big fan of you and your pod. Have been with you for a year now and look forward to every Wednesday. Oh my gosh, thank you. Hopefully you're listening to this one because now I'm going to read your story. It's kind of a long story, but I hope it's worth your time. This year in May, my parents got divorced. It was very unexpected to me, my little brother, and even to my dad, since we were under the impression they were in a healthy, loving relationship. At first, things were very amicable, but then all hell broke loose and my parents started fighting terribly. It was the worst year of my life. I had to see my parents go from partners for 25 years to each other's worst enemy. They started using me as a pawn, and I was constantly fighting with my mom, with whom I used to be very close. It's mostly still a very negative and horrible thing, but I have found three positive things. First of all, my parents finally started treating me like I'm an adult, I'm 19, instead of babying me all the time. Second, since they were feeling guilty about putting me in that position, they finally allowed me to adopt kittens. I lost my soul cat last year, so now I'm a cat mom again. Third, I get twice as many Christmas presents this year. Not to seem shallow, but I love presents. It's not having a positive impact on my life right now, but I know that them getting divorced is ultimately the best decision for both of them, and they change my outlook on life. Now I know that today's happiness isn't promised for tomorrow, and I have to be appreciative of everything I have now. Hope this was worth your time, and maybe this is a positive note to someone who's going through the same thing. Know that you're not alone and that your feelings are very valid. Don't be afraid to speak up for yourself and set boundaries. Things will be okay. Wow, thank you for sharing that. I know sharing these uncomfortable, traumatic experiences in your life is a really vulnerable thing to do, but I think there's so much power in that. And I don't know, I just feel like if someone's listening and they're having a similar experience, they feel seen by this story. So thank you for sharing. I'll keep this as short and simple as possible, but this past year, I decided to divorce my husband of 2 years. It was the hardest decision I've ever had to make, and it weighed heavily on me for multiple months before I came to the decision. I knew deep down that it was the right thing to do, but that doesn't ever make things any easier. Since then, I've spent so much time working on myself. I've joined cycling and yoga classes. I've hung out with friends I haven't seen in months. I've grown my relationship with my sisters. I've spent more time reading my favorite books. I've created a healthier mindset regarding personal boundaries, and I've been the happiest version of myself possible. At times, I feel lonely, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, I know making this decision has set me up for genuine and pure internal happiness throughout the rest of my life because I was able to put my needs first for once. Thanks for providing such an uplifting and positive space on social media. Your podcast is my go-to during this season of life. First of all, that is an honor for me. Thank you. And second, I really commend you for doing those hard things. It's never easy deciding things. Even if you know something's right for you, it's never easy to go through with that, whether it's a breakup or a divorce, which is totally on another level. That's so hard to come to terms with, let alone actually do. But on the other side of things, there's so much more happiness waiting for you. And I'm so glad that you found that for yourself. Hi, Ava. I would love to tell you about a moment that changed my life, and I know you'll be able to relate on part of this. Okay. I've always been obsessed with the show Vampire Diaries. All right, I'm already related. This past weekend, I had the honor of meeting many of the cast members from the show, including Nina Dobrev. My father passed away from a car accident, and in turn, I needed some sort of a distraction, which quickly became the Vampire Diaries. That might sound silly, but ever since I was young, I've always loved TV shows. I found comfort from watching the Vampire Diaries after his passing, and I really related to Elena Gilbert, as both of her parents passed away in a car accident. Meeting Nina Dobrev truly changed my life. Just being in her presence alone was like a warm hug to my heart. Thank you for taking the time to read my entry. If you'd like to go to a convention, I'd be more happy to provide you with information on meeting the cast. Yes. First of all, that's crazy. I didn't know they still did conventions for that. Also, that is so cool that you were able to meet someone who directly had such an impact on your life. And it's so crazy. I think with these TV shows, these actors and actresses, they're just doing their job and they do an amazing job at it, but it's crazy how much they can impact people's lives without even knowing it. And that's such a cool thing, I bet, to experience. I feel like I've experienced it on a very much so smaller level, but it's so special that you had that full circle moment, and I'm sure that meant so much to you. And that's just the coolest thing, to have things come around full circle, especially in this instant, to meet someone who brought you so much comfort in real life. That is so cool. Hi, Ava. I just saw your Instagram post and I immediately thought of the story about finding myself again and meeting the sweetest boy ever. I was in another relationship at the beginning of this year and I started to realize that we were growing apart. We didn't have the same morals anymore and wanted different things in a partner and in life. I realized it, but was too scared to break up. He was in my life for more than 5 years and I didn't want to give up. A little later, he broke up with me because he liked someone else and because of our differences. I was heartbroken, but also realized that the relationship wasn't healthy anymore and that I lost myself in the process. After that, I focused on myself and my dreams. I graduated university, found a place for myself, and started to invest more time in my friends and the things I enjoyed. I was so happy and found my spark again. Now, at the end of the year, I couldn't be more proud of myself. I feel the happiest I've ever been and met the most gentle and sweetest boy I met. Yes, he's just like the movies. A lot changed this year, but I'm so grateful that it happened. P.S. I love your podcast and your YouTube videos. The podcast about breakups really helped me back then. I'm so glad it did, and I'm so glad that what started off as such a sad, hard time in your life changed it for the better. And that's such a beautiful thing. I'm guilty of this too, where if I'm going through something really difficult, it's really hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes you just don't at all. But what's always stuck true, and if you're listening to this, it's true for you too. Every single hard thing that you've ever been through, any hard time, you made it through. And I know this because you're listening to this right now, which means you made it to the other side of that. Maybe you're still in the midst of it, but you're still here, still growing and fighting. And I just think because you've made it to this point, it's just further affirmation that you're going to continue making it through the hard times in your life because you made it through everything hard up until this point. Hi, Ava. I'm a 24-year-old girly from Poland. I love your podcast and you're truly inspiring. Brought me a lot of joy through the hard times. Thank you. So this year has been pretty eventful for me. First, I finished my 3 years of therapy. I moved out of my parents' house with my boyfriend. I got my master's degree and got my first adult job. Even though it's a lot, I'm in a very hard place right now, and I have to say that the biggest thing this year has definitely been quitting this job, which I found didn't bring me joy and brought me a lot of negative energy when it comes to my mental health. I'm prioritizing my headspace at the moment, taking care of myself and accepting this being lost in my life chapter that I'm at. After New Year's, I will be taking a job as a yoga instructor, finally doing something purposeful. Hope it helps someone, and if you're also facing similar issues, we're all feeling this way, and just truly trust the process and your intuition. Wow, after reading a few of these stories, by this point, we've got a theme going on here. Sorry for the accents that I throw in my sentences. I don't know if it's really annoying for you, but it's a habit. Hopefully hearing these stories that I'm reading is as powerful for you as it's feeling for me right now. I think hearing other people's experiences in life, the things that they go through ending up working out for them, again, is just so reaffirming that it will for you too. We're all going to have so many different chapters in our life, chapters where everything feels like it's perfect, chapters where everything feels like it's not, it's the end of the world. It's a cycle of life. And I feel like as you grow up and you go through these phases and these chapters and you realize, you know, sometimes things cycle around, things aren't always going to stay the same and that's okay. I think the more that you can accept that and some things you just can't control and you really just lean into those things instead of letting it have power over you when you're going through a hard time, I think it's very freeing. And I love that you said, I'm accepting this being lost chapter in my life, because I think we all experience that. And I know I've experienced it before. I'm probably going to experience it again. And you know what? That's okay, because that's just a part of this life. I think as we get older, we learn how to handle it better, which is also a really good feeling. So hopefully if you are going through a tough time right now, these stories are kind of giving you some hope here. Hi, Ava. I love the pod and have been subscribed to you for years. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you. Now into the story. It's really not all that, but last year when filling out college applications, I was so excited anticipating my future. When the college decisions rolled in earlier 2023, I didn't want to get my hopes up too high, but I still kind of did. I got rejected from big schools like USC, UCLA, etc. I felt so low of myself because I was like, does nobody want me? Or maybe I wouldn't even have gone, but why don't they want me? Thoughts like this made me feel so bad about myself, but once I got over it and picked my local college, I realized it was the place I was meant to be the whole time, and the silver lining is that I love it there. I finally told myself that the name of a college is not what makes your status. Moral of the story, you will end up where you're meant to, and your self-worth isn't defined by the school you go to. To anyone applying for college this year, don't be so hard on yourself. I think this is really good advice. I know a lot of people listening are in a similar stage of life. Maybe you are applying for colleges, about to go next year, or you just did. Whatever, wherever you end up going, that is the right place for you. I don't think there's a right or wrong when it comes to choosing a college, because at the end of the day, it's going to be the right choice, whatever you choose. You're going to meet the people that you're meant to meet, live the life you're meant to live. And sometimes it's so hard when you don't know what to choose. Maybe you're between two, or you got rejected, like this person in the story was saying. But ultimately, those things are happening because you're meant to be somewhere else. Let's say it does come down to choosing between two or three different places. There is no wrong choice with those kinds of things. Yes, you have to weigh your options, but at the end of the day, it's going to work out for you. You're going to have the experiences that you're supposed to, that you never would have had if you haven't went there. It's all going to work out. Hi, Ava. Hope you're having an amazing day. There are various events that have happened to me this year. A lot of them were bad, but I'm glad I have positive ways it has impacted me. So first off, my dad was admitted into the hospital early January, and he suffered from a stroke. This completely changed my family dynamic and way of living, as my dad was someone who was always there for me. I'm so lucky that even after months in the hospital, he survived and is now on the way to recovery. I was unfortunately away for college when he was going through it all, and I made the consistent effort to drive the 6 hours home whenever I could in my spring semester. Not too long after this event, my boyfriend broke up with me as well. He was also a huge part of my support system, so in less than 2 months, I lost two of my main guy figures in my life, and honestly, I never felt so lost. I would like to say, though, that these two events have made me think of ways I can make this into a positive thing for me, and I've actually grown so much. I've always been a person who wondered if their friends actually cared, and during this time, my friends went above and beyond to show me that they were there for me. They stayed with me at my house, so I wasn't alone thinking, took me out, and brought me food. The whole shebang. This gave me so much more gratitude towards who I have in my life and those who choose to stay, and has taught me to deal with my anxiety on my own and really focus on how I want to be my own support system as well. After all these experiences, it did teach me how important it is to make the most out of life and do what you want, because you never know what can happen tomorrow, so you might as well do the things that make you happy. and that your family and friends are so important, it's not just about having a boyfriend there for you. I'm also doing a lot better mentally since I've been focusing on myself and going to therapy, and honestly, listening to your podcast gives me so much comfort. Thank you for everything, and I love you. I love you too. I love this story. Reading ones like these are so empowering, especially if you're someone who is going through a breakup or a time in your life where you feel very lonely. I think it's those times of loneliness where you build the best relationship with yourself. And I think that's one of the most important things in life is the relationship that you do have with yourself. And so I think it's just such a powerful period in your life. If you are someone, like I said, who's going through this, while there's a lot of sadness that can come with it and just figuring out the changes of it all as your life changes, as the people come and go into your life, you realize that the one person that's always going to be there is you. And I think it really inspires you to work on that relationship you have with yourself, and also giving you a new sense of gratitude, things to be grateful for. So that's the story that I'm going to end this episode on. I hope it left you feeling empowered and hopeful, and maybe even inspired you to reflect on your year and kind of ask yourself what happened in your life, evaluating those things and seeing how much has changed, even though it's kind of scary. It's like, I think back to the person I am in January and I do not feel like the same, you know, I feel like the same person, but so much has changed within myself. And you don't really realize that until you do that reflecting. So I empower you to do that for you and your year, because clearly so much can change over the course of the year. You never know where things are going to go. Again, thank you for listening to my thoughts and my takes. It means a lot that someone's actually listening to these, and it's not just, well, it is me talking to myself, but someone's listening, and that means a lot to me. So that being said, I will see you all, talk to you next year, and that was everything on my mind.